USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said that he is taking the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine, an anti-malaria drug that the Food and Drug Administration had warned against widespread use of, along with zinc as preventative measures against coronavirus.
You'd be surprised at how many people are taking it, especially the frontline workers, before you catch it. The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it. A couple of weeks ago, started taking it because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories.
President Trump has said he's had zero symptoms of coronavirus infection and is tested for it daily. Studies are looking into the potential impact of using the drug in combination with zinc or antibiotics. The president continues to tout the potential of a drug combination, including hydroxychloroquine, claiming that it had a real chance to be one of the biggest game changers in the history of medicine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown vowed to appeal a court ruling to the state Supreme Court after a judge ruled her executive orders on social distancing guidelines null and void. The ruling by Baker County Circuit Judge Matthew Shurtcliffe claimed Brown's order was invalidated because she failed to have it approved by the state legislature following 28 days. The suit was initially filed by a group of churches who claimed Brown's stay-at-home order was unconstitutional for infringing on a citizen's right to worship. If coronavirus cases continue to decline in California, professional sports may be given the green light to return to the state as soon as June, according to Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom's tentative announcement came while discussing hopes to reopen the state's economy, assuming that California continues its downward trend of cases. The governor said he hopes to allow non-essential retailers to open in-store shopping across the state rather than on a regional basis. NASCAR resumed its season without spectators yesterday at the Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A congregant who attended a California church on Mother's Day for a service that was against state orders tested positive for coronavirus, possibly exposing 180 other churchgoers. Mike Jacobson, a pastor at Palermo Bible Family Church, said in a Facebook post that a congregant fell ill the day after attending the May 10th service. Jacobson also stated, "For 7 weeks, we've been kept out of our church and away from our church family. I am fully aware that some people may not understand that our church is essential in fellowship." In a statement, Butte County Public Health said it's working to perform testing and contact tracing for all 180 people who were at the service. Ken Osman, who played the teenage scoundrel Eddie Haskell on TV's Leave It to Beaver, passed away. Osman died in L.A. at the age of 76. No cause has been given at this time. Osman was born in Glendale, California, to a carpenter father and a mother who wanted to get him into acting. He got his first role at the age of 4, working in commercials and as a film extra. Got his first speaking role at 9, appearing in mostly small guest parts on TV series. The role of Eddie in season 1 of Leave It to Beaver was supposed to be a one-off guest appearance, but the show's producers and its audience found him so funny he became a regular, appearing in over 100 of the 234 episodes. Later in life, he would give up acting and become a Los Angeles police officer. Osman and his wife, Sandra, had 2 sons, Eric and Christian. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.